Mitzvah's friends. This year should be Lui Nishmas Rav Asher Heber Shlita, who was a very popular fourth grade Rebbe in Mahan Day School for decades. He's my Rebbe. Learned a lot from him. I loved being in his class. And he was just nifter within the last few hours. So this should be Lui Nishmas Atahara from the virus. He died. And we should have a Yeshua Solamim. Shir is based in the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Hutnu Zatzal. The Haggadah split up the three stages. First you have Avodim Ayinu until Vayotziyenu, which is one type of starting Begnus and Messiah B'Shevach, starting with the bad, ending with the good. B'Tchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Avosein Avachshir of Kervanu, which is another type of Maschil Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. And then you get to the drashas of Mikra Bikurim, Arami Oved Avi. So on this parsha, the drashas of this parsha, the Or Samech writes, or the Meshech Chochma, that matzah is called lechem oni, lechem shonu l'dvarim harbe. That's the amiras haagadah, and in this parsha of parshas Mikra Bikurim, that what we read when we bring the first fruits to the Beis Hamikdash, we read Arami Ovid Avi, V'yaru Ritzvayim, V'yaru Gosham, Seimat, like we all know from the haagadah. There it says Vanisa Ve'amarta, and we have in the haagadah onim olav dvarim harbe. It says in the Gemara that you have to matzah is called lechem oni, she'onu lo dvarim harbe. So you see a kesher here between the Mikra Bikurim, where it says Vanisa Ve'amarta, and Matzah, which is Shonem Lav Dvarim Harbe. So that's the kesher between the Matzah, the Lechem Oni, Shonem Lav Dvarim Harbe, and Mikra Bikurim. And what intensifies this kesher is that in the Seder Haggadah, we say Kol Amar B'Lasabri Yitzis Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach, in the first chelik of the Haggadah, before in the chelik of Avodim Ayinu, the Rambam says that the Chiddush of Arami Ovid Aviv is that you finish the whole parasha. And if you're Mosif and you're Marich B'Drash, you're Meshubach. In other words, he says the Kol Amar B'Lasabri Yitzis Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach is talking about Mikra Bikurim, not the Meisim of Sipri of Yitzis Mitzrayim, but the Limud HaTorah of Mikra Bikurim, the drushas, the expounding on the Psukim of Mikra Bikurim, which is very interesting. You would think that the Mar B'Lasabri Yitzis Mitzrayim would be going like it is in our Nusach of the Haggadah on the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Ram says no, it's going on Mikra Bikurim. After the parasha of the Meraglim and the Shmiras, so obviously that's something we have to understand. After the parasha of the Meraglim and the hearing the Gzeir of the Dor HaMidbar, it says that Vayishkimu V'yala Rosh HaLeimor Inu V'alinu Ala Makom Mishar Amar Hashem V'yomer Moshe Lama Zatem Rovim Ispi Hashem V'lo Sitzlach. So they said, no, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael anyway. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you transgressing what the word of God? You're not going to be successful. This is very difficult to understand. Normally you tell somebody not to do something, and you warn them that they're not going to be successful. You want to stop them. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Dordea. He says to them, listen, matua atem ovrim pi Hashem. Why are you going against the word of God? So once it's the word of God, you don't need anything more, especially for these people, right? So why v'hi lo sitzlach? You're not going to be successful. You don't need to say that. It's pashut that they're not going to do it. Even without the v'hi lo sitzlach, they don't need the extra warning. So we have to know that the yesod for this wonder is based on the fact that the Ma'ora of the Ma'apilim is really a turning point in the building of the Jewish people. This is like big time. So we're going to understand where this fits in, the parish of the Ma'apilim, and then we can understand the V'hilo Sitzlach. So he's saying the Pasuk, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha V'yash'acha Titein Lanu. Show us God your chesed and give us your salvation. So we want God to show us His chesed. It doesn't have to be our salvation. It could be anybody's salvation. Why does Daf have to be our salvation? And the answer is because Adam Karvei Tzolatzim, we love ourselves. We appreciate God's chesed a lot more when it is done to us than when it's done to somebody else. And therefore we say, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, show us your chesed. How? V'yashacha titein lanu, by saving us. Because if you show us your chesed by saving somebody else, then it's just not going to have the same effect on us. It has to happen to us. That's a big yesod in Avodas Hashem. Adam Karvei Tzel Atzmo. You want a true hakar, it has to happen to you. And this rule can be the key to understanding a very vague parish. It says that you tested me 10 times. What are the 10 times? So Chazal make the cheshbon of what the 10 times are. The last of the tests is Midbar Paran, the parasha of the Meraglim. The Maharsha notes that there were other tests afterwards in Maisa Korach, Benos Moav. Why aren't they in the Cheshbon? And the Maharsha says, he says, Vainasu Osi Zeser Pa'amim. It says it about the parasha of the Meraglim. And until then, there were 10 Nisyonos. So that's true. But we can add and ask that in Pirkei Avos, it says that they were 10 Nisyonos. And there it's not in the parasha of the Meraglim. So why don't we enumerate more Nisyonos? We tested God more times than just 10. Even after the parasha of Meraglim, there were 10. So why Dafka 10? So we have to understand the inyan of Nisayon. We have to define a Nisayon. So usually people understand Nisayon is that B'chanunin abizos, like it says in the Pasuk, you're testing God. That's a heter. That's a yitziya mitocha klal shalotanasu as Hashem Elokeichem. You're not allowed to test God. Normally, you're not allowed to test God. Yotzei min haklal, B'chanunin abizos, you're testing God. You're allowed to test Him in Meiser and see if you get rich. That's the special heter. Why Dafka Meiser? So that's a shmuz for another time. That's in the Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos and Maimer Chof Bezo Zayin. He explains it there. But that's a superficial way of looking at it. So indeed there's a heter, but we have to understand what you need a heter for. What's the heter? Are we Mevar Sveikus? That we're testing God? We need to see if God is true? So normally you say that no, you're not allowed to test God, but you have a heter to test God sometimes. Are you testing the Gruff? He knows Ashrei. What do you mean testing Hashem? So that's exactly what we've been saying. The need for Bechanuni is not to be Mevaris Sveikus to see what's true, what's not true. Rather, it's to bring to life the recognition of the Midah that God is Shomer Haftocha. Bechanuni comes to test. His ne'emanus in the promise of reward. Aser b'shvil shetitasher. Take maisus, you become rich. It's not that we're misupik, but that's how God created man. Adam karve tel atzmo. And whatever happens to you is going to have a lot more of an impact than just knowing the facts on the ground. If it happens to you, it's really impactful. So therefore, we're testing God to see if he's a Shomer Haftacha in order that it should have an impact on us. And that makes a lot of sense that you should be able to test God in your own life, because you know that there's a God, of course he's running the world, but you just want it to have a make a Roshem on you. It's going to make the biggest impact if it happens to you. So really the klal is Bechanuni. That makes sense. That's the logic, because it has to happen to you in order for you to fully appreciate Hashem. That's where you're going to get the toelas. The lo tenasu, that's the gzeres hakasev. Not like we originally thought, that the lo tenasu makes sense, that you're not allowed to test God. And then there's a special gzeres hakasev that you're allowed to test him in this case. No. That you're allowed to test him, that makes all the sense in the world. That's miskabel al hadas. It's a tremendous toelas from that. That you're testing Hashem, because it has to happen to you in order for you to appreciate it. And then lo sinasu means don't test him. That's a yotzei min haklal. Besides, when you besides meiser, so we have a gzeres hakasev not to test him. That's the gzeres hakasev. But what really is miskabel al hadas is to test him, because again, when it happens to you, it's most impactful. And this is a klal gadol b'kochos ha'adam. The more you're about dover, the deeper you go into it. When you learn Torah, the more the Torah is shaykh to you, to your matzav, the more you connect to it. People think, oh, he's a gaon because he's a masmid, because he's a goyin shakup. No, it's because they felt the shaykhus to the learning. You see that, by the way. Great people, what made them great is that they felt so connected to the Gemara that it was just, the Gemara made a greater impact than other people, as opposed to just Gemara. Yeah, we have to read this text. We finished. We did it. We're done. They made the Siyam. For them, it was like it was their lifeblood. So we have to know when we make cheshbonus of chatoim, we have to go to the root of the sin. For example, if a person does two sins, he's nishba l'sheker and he steals, so you can really say that it's one sin. What is it? He loves money. So he swore falsely about money and he stole money. So that's the yisod. So we have these ten nisyonos. What is the klal of these ten nisyonos? What's the root? The root is that they want to check God out. They want to be menaseh darkei Hashem. Why? What was the tshuka to be menaseh Hashem? So we have to know that when we talk about these sins, it's not that all the Jewish people did these sins. Many of these sins were only done by a small number. But since if you can protest and you don't, the sin is yours, so it's considered as if they did it. Chayta Egel, it's mefurish. It was the Erev Rav, it was 3,000 people. But we all get it. Because we didn't protest. But really, the sin was only done by a small number, very relatively small number. And that's all Asara Nisyonos. If you look in the Pesukim, you'll see this, but we're not going to go through them. We're just going to... But that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that the sin was only done by a smaller number. So what was the Pitui here to be Menaseh Darchei HaMakom B'chol Aseres HaMikrim? So we have one Klal. We're putting all the 10 cases together. There's all one Shoresh to all of them. And we also said that they're only done by a smaller number of the people. That's the klal. That's the common denominator. So we want to know now, what was the pitui? What was mefata them to test God? So the anhaga b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah calls yad chazaka. So as the Rosh Hashiva put it, maintmen in gos as dos haste as paro hat gekrogin shveru and shtarka klep. So people think in the street that Paro just got strong makas, yad chazaka. But that's the machshava hamonit. That's how the masses think. But really what yad chazaka means, like Shir Shirim says, medaleg alahar mekapital egvos, it's above all cheshbonos, despite all cheshbonos. And when God was going to take Jews out of Egypt, Chazal tell us, the kitchrug was mekatrig, and said, all of Mitzrayim is filled with their avodah zarah, nevertheless God took us out, biyad chazaka, biskabrus aloysim kitchrugim. Medalig mikapit shaloi behetim lamam modem. Above our maimut. He jumped. That's what Yad Chazaka means. Yad Chazaka means that Kadosh Baruch Hu had this powerful hand that he jumped over all cheshbonos. He didn't take anything into account. And he went headstrong in. So that's Beitzias Mitzrayim, but Hagas Hagula Vayetzim in Mitzrayim. But there are Arba Lashona Shel Geula, and that leads to the fifth, the Hevesi. The Maral says you have to have a Kos Chamishi to drink. So is the Yad Chazaka, that's what the Jews were wondering here. They're testing God to see if the Yad Chazaka is going to go into the Hevesi. Is God also going to be going to skip all cheshbonos when he brings us into Eretz Yisrael? Or is it just when we're leaving Egypt? That's what they were testing God at. Is this going to continue even into Eretz Yisrael? Are we going to go into Eretz Yisrael b'derech diluk v'kfitza? And that was why they didn't protest against the sinners. They didn't do the sin themselves. But they didn't protest because they want to see what's going to come from this. What's going to come? They did this sin, and now how's God going to react? Is there going to be a anhagi of Yad Chazaka, and he's just not going to look at the sin, and we're going to be zocher to the Yeshua no matter what? So that's what the Jews are trying to figure out. They wanted to up to learn a parasha ma'aseh merkava. They wanted to learn like a parasha ma'aseh merkava. They want to understand what's God's anhagi going to be. It wasn't pshat that they wanted to understand God's koach. They wanted to see if we don't protest, what's going to happen? Is there still going to be a Yad Chazaka here? God's going to overlook everything and just bring us into Eretz Yisrael? So now we understand the V'hilo Sitzlach. It says, you're over al pi Hashem. So now you have this Beirur, the Meraglim. The Beirur was that there was a Gzeira, that you're not coming into Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? It means that there's no anhag anymore of Yad Chazaka. The Yad Chazaka is over. We had it in Mitzrayim, we're not having it in Eretz Yisrael. So this ended the Beirur, all 10 tests of God were to see if there's anhag of Yad Chazaka. So this made it clear to us, no, there is going to be no anhag of Yad Chazaka. And that's shot in the Pasuk, V'hi lo sitzlach, and you're not going to be matzliach. You're not going to get into Eretz Yisrael, because there's going to be no Yad Chazaka. And now we understand why Dafka, the Haggadah is mechulak into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Parshas Mikra Bikurim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about leaving Egypt. Mikra Bikurim is about being happy that we're entering an era into Eretz Yisrael. Higadati Hayom Kibasi. So that's Vehevesi. So we have to be marich in the Vehevesi in order to connect that to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That to show that that has chashivas also. We're bringing it into the Vehevesi. The Rambam emphasizes, we're marich b'drasha parsha. In other words, the chiyuv of limud per se can be understood. The Rambam says we darshan it, so we can understand it based on what we said in this shir. But Chesheder Meraglim shows that there's a chaluka between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Knesset Eretz Yisrael. It like cut us off. When we left Egypt, so it's biad chazaka. We're coming to Eretz Yisrael without Yad Chazaka. So there's a chatach here, there's a cutoff point between the four Lashonos. And coming into Eretz Yisrael and Behevesi. So what we do is what we don't have in the Metzias of this Shaychus of Knesset Eretz Yisrael to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We didn't have that in the Metzias. We have this chatach, we have this cutoff. But we're mashlim that, kol osek b'petaras karbonos, ma'al avakasav kilo hela karbonos. So we're mashlim that in our darshaning of the parsha and our limud ha-Torah. That at the Seder, when we're leaving Egypt, we also darshan the psukim of Mikra Bikurim, which talk about our kinesa into Eretz Yisrael, to show that they're connected, that the two are connected. The leaving of Egypt is connected to the coming into Eretz Yisrael, even though the coming to Eretz Yisrael isn't Biyad Chazaka, but through our learning, we make it a seamless flow from Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Seder from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we're marich dafka b'limud haTorah in the parsha of Mikra Bikurim b'vechinas, that if you're osek b'toras karbonos like you're a makar of a carbon, so it's as if the Vehevesi is connected to the first Arba Lashonos b'derech drash b'derech limud haTorah b'dafka. So hadvarim hayu neflaim b'yoser, and mirtz Hashem, we will Bisocha b'karv mamish to a kiyum shalom b'evesi b'gula hashlem of meher v'yameinu amen.